Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Wow, I wasn't expecting an impromptu concert right there. That was great.
Got lucky today, buddy. You got lucky.
Maria from Pittsburgh, good morning.
Good morning.
Go Steelers.
Pittsburgh. Maria, you're a student at Sac State. What are you studying?
I am criminal justice.
Ooh. Oh, fun.
Watch out, yeah. Kevin. She's coming for you.
She's going to come right after you, directly after you. Maria,
hey,
do you play Are You Smarter Than Katie with us every morning?
Not every morning, but when I'm in the car that early, yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll give it a shot today. Will you kick Katie out of the studio for us, please?
Katie, will you please leave?
Sure will.
Get out of here.
Thank you.
Maria, you just need to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. The jackpot is $40. Gavin, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Maria, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Question one. It was announced that Coachella and Stagecoach are being moved to October because of scares of the coronavirus. Ultra Music Festival in Miami and South by Southwest are not issuing refunds on their canceled events, but instead offering to trade in tickets for alternate events. What southern city hosts South by Southwest every year?
Oh.
3 seconds. Three.
Texas? No, I don't know.
Two. Nothing.
Texas?
All right. Question two. Happy birthday to actress Thora Birch. She's 38 today. She was the daughter in American Beauty. She also played Dani in the Halloween movie Hocus Pocus. What was the name of the sisters in Hocus Pocus?
Winifred, Sarah, and the Sanderson sisters. Winifred, Sarah, and... I'm drawing a blank.
You know what? We'll accept last name.
Yes.
Oh, Sanderson sisters. Okay.
Question three. On this day in 1989, the TV show Cops debuts on Fox, which is the first of its kind of a documentary-style television show. It has gone on to become one of the longest-running shows in television history. The notification police give arrestees, starting with, you have the right to remain silent, those are called what?
The Miranda rights.
Of course you'd know.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I better know, right?
Question four. Former presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg is going to be hosting Jimmy Kimmel Live tomorrow night. Jimmy Kimmel is taking the night off to tape new episodes of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Pete Buttigieg is the former mayor of South Bend, which is located in what state?
Indiana.
And question five, a family in Australia tried to order 48 rolls of toilet paper online, but ended up with 48 boxes instead.
Oh, my God.
Worth $2,100. They're now selling the toilet paper with a slight markup to support a school trip their daughter has been planning. If they charge 10% above the total cost of toilet paper, how much money would they make?
Wait, can you repeat that one more time?
Sure. If they charged 10% above the total cost of the toilet paper, what is how much money would they make with that 10%?
10%.
Not total, what would their profit be?
There you go. That's what I was looking for.
Wait, 10% of the 2000 wait. Let me see. $200? Wait.
Final answer? 3 seconds.
Yes, final answer.
Okay. Katie! Here she comes.
Here she comes.
Into the room.
Hey! Walking through the door. Woo! And she's back. She's back. She's back.
All right, Katie, you are going for your 379th win today.
Okay.
And intern Kevin is desperately trying to get us 30,000 followers on Instagram. And if he doesn't, we continue to beat him.
Pink bellies.
And Chalky Tickles.
Choco Tickles.
You can follow us on Instagram. Watch Instagram Live right now as we're doing Are You Smarter Than Katie at End1065. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Question one. It was announced yesterday that Coachella and Stagecoach are being moved to October because of scares of the coronavirus. Ultra Music Festival in Miami and South by Southwest are not issuing refunds on their canceled events.
Odd.
So messed up.
But instead offering trade-in tickets for alternate events. What southern city hosts South by Southwest every year?
Austin.
Correct. She said Texas.
Not a city.
Question two. Happy birthday to actress Thora Birch. She's 38 today. She was the daughter in American Beauty. She also played Dani in the Halloween movie Hocus Pocus. What were the name of the sisters in Hocus Pocus? Last name is fine.
Oh, I could just say the last name?
Yeah.
Oh, the Sanderson sisters.
Correct.
I was ready to give it to all of you.
What are they?
Sarah, Winifred, and Mary.
Wow. I didn't have that on my sheet.
My name's Winifred. What's yours?
Wow. We going to get a performance?
If you want one.
On Instagram that? Live right wow. now.
She's in full costume.
Yeah,
laugh
yeah.
out now.
Yeah.
How did you even know that question was going to come up?
Oh, I just wear this every Wednesday.
Amazing.
Question three. On
Winifred
this,
Wednesdays. On hashtag.
On this day in 1989, the TV show Cops debuted on Fox, which was the first of its kind documentary-style TV show. It's gone on to become one of the longest-running shows in television history. The notification police give arrestees, starting with, you have the right to remain silent, those are called what?
Reading them their rights?
Judge?
Nope.
Really?
They are Miranda rights.
Okay, I do feel like she has an advantage on that.
She
one.
Does, but we didn't know that. These questions
That's
were
true.
Made at
yes.
5 this morning.
Yes, okay. yes. Question.
Such a Miranda.
Who is Miranda?
She was on Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, huh.
Yeah. She was such
That's
a bad
That's where it came
girl.
From. That's where it came from.
Right, yeah. Question four, former presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg will be guest hosting Jimmy Kimmel Live tomorrow night. Jimmy Kimmel's taking the night off to tape new episodes of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Pete Buttigieg was the former mayor of South Bend, which is located in what state?
Indiana.
Correct.
I kind of want to watch
South
that.
South Bend, Indiana, South Bend, Indiana, South Bend, Indiana.
She's doing a parody version yeah. of a musical number.
Got yeah. it. And question five, a family in Australia tried to order 48 rolls of toilet paper online, but ended up with 48 boxes instead.
Oh, boy.
Worth $2,100. They're now selling the toilet paper at a slight markup to support a school trip their daughter's class has been planning. Listen carefully. If they charge 10% above the total cost of the toilet paper, how much profit would they make?
Okay.
And
okay.
she's off.
Okay. 10%.
Yes. Yes.
Of,
sound it out.
Look, she's ready to hit it down.
I do wish you guys would shut up.
Okay. We will stay quiet starting now.
Gavin, no talking.
Okay. No more talking.
So then, okay, 10%.
Yes.
How
yes.
much would they charge
profit?
What?
3 seconds.
How much would they profit?
Three.
Two. They,
one.
This can't be. 2,200.
$2,200.
$2,200?
Yep.
Unbelievable! Oh, boy.
What a Winifred laugh!
$210 is the correct answer.
Oh, so you knew there was a 10 in there? I knew there was a 10 in there, but I didn't know what to do with it.
You did.
I did.
All right, today's final score, Maria 3, Katie 3. It's a tie.
It's a tie!
Unbelievable. What a nail biter.
We'll add $20 to the jackpot for tomorrow. Her record, 379 wins and 68 losses. Maria, so sorry, but go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I am just as smart as Katie.
Yes.
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 This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.